Hey there, let's take a look at your spectacles for your GCSE English Literature exam. Let's start with a quick summary of Act 1. So setting the scene, the play opens with an over-the-top dinner at the home of the Burnings. The family are dressed for dinner and the room is highly decorated. This immediately highlights them as an upper-middle-class family. The audience is quickly told that the Burnings are celebrating a special occasion, which is Sheila's engagement to Gerald. Mr. Burling gives two speeches. In the first, he announces how happy he is about the engagement. He thinks it will advance his business. In the second, he discusses what a good time in the world this is. He's confident war won't happen. There is a discussion between Mr. Burling and Gerald. Mrs. Burling, Sheila and Eric leave the dining room. Mr. Burling and Gerald discuss the engagement. Gerald says Lady Croft, his mother, disapproves of the engagement because Gerald will be marrying socially beneath him. Mr. Burling gives a speech about how a man has to make his own way, has to look after himself and his family too. He is interrupted when the doorbell rings and Inspector Gould arrives. The interrogation of Mr. Burling. Inspector Gould says that Eva Smith has died because she committed suicide by drinking disinfectant. Mr. Burling instantly tries to assert his superiority over Inspector Gould. Mr. Burling reveals Eva Smith worked at his factory and he fired her for leading a group of women asking for a pay rise. Gerald is on Mr. Burling's side, and Eric is on Eva's side. Then there's an interrogation of Sheila. Sheila enters, and Inspector Gould proceeds to interrogate her. Sheila does not instantly recognise Eva's name, but when Inspector Gould mentions Eva works at Millwood, she remembers she hadn't Eva fired. She was in a bad mood and thought Eva laughed at her. When Inspector Gould says that Eva had changed her name to Daisy Renton, Gerald looks startled. Inspector Gould leaves the room and Sheila quizzes Gerald on his connection to Daisy Renton. He admits he knew Daisy and Sheila works out that Gerald was romantically involved with Daisy Renton the previous summer when he had been ignoring her. Gerald begs Sheila not to tell Inspector Gould. So let's quickly recap that. What is not a key bit of information we learn about Eva Smith in Act 1? Is it that she committed suicide by drinking disinfectant? That she changed her name to Daisy Renton? That she was romantically involved with Gerald? Or that Mrs. Burling's charity refused to give her financial aid? Well, the correct answer is that we do not hear that Mrs. Burling's charity refused to give her financial aid. So let's quickly recap the order of things that happened in Act 1 of an inspector calls. Inspector Gould says that Eva Smith has died because she has committed suicide by drinking disinfectant. Mr. Burling reveals Eva Smith worked at his factory and he fired her for leading a group of women asking for a pay rise. Gerald is on Mr. Burling's side, and Eric is on Eva's side. Sheila enters, and Inspector Gould proceeds to interrogate her. Sheila does not instantly recognise Eva's name, but when Inspector Gould mentions Eva worked in Millwoods, she remembers she had Eva fired. Inspector Gould says that Eva had changed her name to Daisy Renton, and Gerald looks startled. Inspector Gould leaves the room, and Sheila quizzes Gerald. He admits he knew Daisy, and Sheila works out that Gerald was romantically involved with Daisy Renton. And setting the scene in Act 1, the play opens with an over-the-top family dinner at the home of the Burlings. The family are dressed for dinner and the room is highly decorated, which immediately highlights them as an upper-middle-class family.
If this episode has got you in the mood for more revision, or you just realised how close your exams are, then just head over to senecalearning.com, where you can revise all of your GCSE subjects absolutely free. If you're on Apple Podcasts or Anchor, you'll find the link in the bio. If not, just type in senecalearning.com and you'll find us. And while you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow all of our revised podcasts that cover every subject you need, then that will help other people find our podcasts.